Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, September the 14th, halfway through, almost. Yeah, almost halfway through, and it's a Friday. TGIF. Right, Bad Bob?
Good morning, and absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Our beautiful phone sunrise.
Yeah, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning. Great day, 62 degrees, 7:06 in the morning. It's the 14th. I was a whole day off last night. I did my show. I understand it was the 12th.
Is
I just want to
is the 14th a four-letter word?
A four-letter word. No, it's Tocella balls. I want to do a shout-out to a gal that called last night, Judy Norton. And, of course, she was Mary Ellen in the Waltons, and she called last night. They're celebrating, I cannot believe, their 40th anniversary. It just blows my mind because I don't know about you, but the Waltons was such a iconic 70s show. And I can recall vividly when I was in Las Vegas and I would finish my show. We would do a dinner show and then a cocktail show when I was at Miss City Lights. We, you know, so a lot of the cast members would go off and dance and play till 6 o'clock in the morning. I was just right after I got out of work, I'd come home. Because I knew I was an early bird. And one of the things there was, at that time, we didn't have cable. It sounds like so long ago, but this is like mid-80s. And the Waltons is what I watched at 1 o'clock in the morning. And so there was that wonderful good night. So today in history.
Good night, John Boy.
Yeah, good night, Mary Ellen. John Boy
good
Day.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
And it says as the lights went out in the bedrooms throughout America, voices were heard repeating that good night routine performed on this, the first performance of the Waltons in 1972. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Linda. Good night, Elk Killer.
Of course, we know what it was when families turned in every Thursday night to get a TV view of the life happenings of the Walton family. So, anyway.
Is it appropriate to have that out there than last night, you know, on Walton Day?
Yeah, that was really, really great. You know, we had a lot of calls come in, and I just didn't have enough time. So hopefully we'll have her come back again, because I know that all year, of course, they're going to be celebrating. Again, it's 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, our temperatures are going to be around 95. Understand yesterday that we hit the triple digits, according to the Reading Airport.
According to my car. My truck.
Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 60 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And you can always get a great night of entertainment and great food. 474-5546 are the reservations. We're going out there tonight.
We are.
And I'm performing in a few weeks. We just cut a spot on that. So that's what's happening.
October 28th. But speaking of good news, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor and Chris Lasondak for our market minute, because it looks like Wall Street's on a wild run. Is that right, Chris?
Yes, good morning, Carl. We are 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are adding to yesterday's strong gains. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 74 points at 13,614. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1469, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 30 points at 3185. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 161 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Alcoa up 26 cents at $9.89, Bank of America adding 33 cents at $9.73, AIG up 66 cents at $35.10, while Ford is up 17 cents at $10.51. Of local interest, PG&E down 19 cents at $43.14. Costco's off 18 cents at $102.61. And Harley-Davidson up 24 cents at $45.97. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.86%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up $1.24 a barrel at $99.55, and precious metals are mixed, with gold up $6.62 an ounce at $1,772.91, while silver's down 2 cents at $34.62 an ounce. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They're here to help us and figure out what's going on Wall Street. I'm just wondering how much is happening at Wall Street is because the Feds have decided to buy $40 billion worth of Treasury notes and keep pumping that in every let me check my notes here. I think it's $40 million a month of Treasury notes. That ought to pump up the artificially pump up what's going on in Wall Street. $40 billion a month in a bond market, the Federal Reserve is. And they're printing more money, which kind of makes the dollar worth less, which is one of the reasons you're seeing the cost of oil going up to $100 a barrel. We're gonna talk about that and many other things we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous 5-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:15 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. September the 14th. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Friday. Hey, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on this morning. We've got people coming at 7:30. We have Barry Tipping coming on at 8 o'clock, who heads up the RU. He's also the assistant city manager. But we want to go to round two of electricity here in Reading. about how much of the electricity rate's going to go up, a few other things. We wanted to finish up. There was questions last time. Let's talk about what's happening in the Middle East, however, right now. The Middle East. Attacks on our embassies are not over. And, in fact, they're starting to expand. I think they're in Yemen, and there's anger and threats in other countries. But it's not over a film, my friends. It's not over a film. And if you've had a chance to see the trailer on that film, you see how ridiculous it really is. It's not about that. It's about hatred and envy and anger that many in this community, the Muslim community, has for the United States. Part of the problem, like in Egypt, is that they have such a huge unemployment problem. Something like 50% of their people, who are educated, by the way, because they have free universities and this, and so they're educated, but they can't get jobs. But, again, you get into that hatred, envy, and anger. And while the Libyan government, which is, as John McCain pointed out, was democratically elected in a fair election, not an extremist group, according to McCain, is they can't control their country, though. They're not strong enough to do that. They're asking for help, but it's still, our diplomats are in danger there when you have the U.S. ambassador killed. And if you think that the people that attacked the consulate didn't know it was him, it was a coordinated attack. It was a complex attack. So it was much more than just a riot, but it was in conjunction with what was going on in Egypt on 9/11. And there's indications that we knew something was going to happen then. I say we. The president knew. However, the president doesn't go to his intel briefings. And to me, that is the saddest part of this whole story, is that the president of the United States misses most of his national intel briefings. He's not there in person. They give him a piece of paper afterwards, or two or three pages, with a synopsis. Well, this is what's going on. And that's, to me, is almost, I won't use the word criminal because it's word criminal is used too much around today. You'd be a criminal for smoking a cigarette along the river trail now. The fact is that the president does need to be there. He's not doing his job. And it's not just here in the last 6 weeks. It's been for 3 years. Is there any surprise that we have things like this happening? I'm surprised that he even knew that they were attacking Osama bin Laden. But the bottom line is that this was something that could have been prevented totally? No, probably not. But could there have been something put out that says, ambassador, you might want to travel with more than just three people during this time frame, that there's bad people out there. Egypt has moved the protesters back, but other protests, as I said, have erupted in the Middle East. A simple movie is not the answer. What is Obama's foreign policy in the Middle East? Iran is stepping up its building of or getting the capability of having nukes, the plutonium enrichment. This is from the International Atomic Agency. Out of the United Nations has said this. All this time, oh, no, they can't. They're years away. Wait a minute. We're wrong. They've got a number of more centrifuges working. And so what are we doing about it? Well, we say our sanctions are working. Well, if their sanctions are working, how come 2 weeks ago over 120 nations came to Tehran for a conference, including the UN Secretary, the United Nations Secretary General, after we implored him not to go? We implored him not to go. He still went. I don't see that the sanctions are working in Iran. And now we're hanging Israel out there. Obama refuses even to meet with Nehru about this. And then it's going to be like, well, wait a minute. What if the Israelis do something? Well, my friends, we are allies with Israel. And if you think that Israel does something that's not going to come back on us, well, you're wrong. But yet it seems like the White House has no direct conduit in there that, as the Prime Minister of Israel says, you have no right to tell us not to do anything if you're not going to do it. I don't know what the foreign policy is for the Obama administration. It's not working. And to hear Hillary Clinton say, oh, it's that movie, oh, that terrible movie, the movie. You know what? For people to believe that, to use that as an excuse, I can't believe the naivety. How can you be so naive to say that movie caused this when it was on 9/11, it had been planned, and that this movie you could use to say, oh, it was an excuse? No. It goes back again. Anger, hatred, and envy. We got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM, 7:23 in the morning. It is the 14th, and we look like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures reaching around 95, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 60. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We've got a jam-packed morning. We've got some of the Riverview Playhouse cast members coming in, talking about an upcoming production. Free tickets in the next segment. And we also have Barry Tippin on this morning from REU.
Okay, you probably have heard this thing. It's been going over the Internet about Marines not allowed to carry live ammo in Egypt. And this thing just went viral through there that they were, the ambassador said, oh no, you can't carry live ammo. And the Marines being there to guard the embassy. I got an email yesterday from, Frank Baker at the Marine Corps, he's the Marine Corps Embassy Security Group. He's the executive director back on the East Coast. And he said, and the subject is Marines in Cairo Embassy not permitted live ammo, importance high. This is a false story and does not have 1 ounce of truth whatsoever. So you might want to pull back on it, which is these other things. You start hearing things across the Internet that, you know, once it gets started, you're going, oh, my God, our Marines can't even defend themselves. Well, according to Mr. Baker, they can defend themselves, and he's the executive director of the Marine Security Guard, executive director of the Marine Security Guard Battalion. So if anybody knows, he knows. Okay, the other thing though is that Bob, you said that they're the person that did this thing, that did the film, which is, you know what, do yourself a favor, go to YouTube, because it's, you know, the media, including us, have given it much more publicity than it ever should have. But if you go to the, YouTube, and it's called something, Muhammad something?
Innocence of Muslims.
Isn't it Innocence of Muslims?
Right.
Go to that, and see just how horrible this is. It uses a green screen and bad actors.
Yeah, Nakula Basley Nakula is a Coptic Christian, age 55. He's been identified after an Associated Press investigation. He's also being investigated by the U.S. It's not really clear whether it's the target of a criminal investigation. He's been involved in some financial stuff, but this is probably going to make life pretty difficult for the Coptic Christians living in Egypt and in areas like that. If this gentleman is, in fact, responsible for this film, he has put an awful lot of people at some pretty severe risk. And that strikes me as highly irresponsible. I'm a big fan of the Second Amendment, but this guy's done a lot of damage and hasn't done anybody any favors.
Who, this guy put it on?
What, yeah, this guy made the film.
Yeah, but what else has he done?
Apparently he's also involved in some financial, he's allegedly involved in some financial crimes. He was convicted. But he has been now fingered as the key figure behind the anti-Muslim film.
So you're saying, you didn't say he should be arrested, though, right?
I did not, but I question his values as far as turning out a film that he knows might get a lot of people killed.
But Bob, are you saying then that we should censor this film?
I do not say we should censor it. I say that he should control himself.
Well, what if he doesn't, though?
Then he needs to live with the consequences of his action of people being dragged through the street.
What
murdered.
Are the consequences of this? And I'm doing this in a friendly manner because other people are saying the same thing. Because this is really important what we're talking about right now. He has put out a piece of crap movie that anybody that looks at it can see that it's a caricature and it's a cartoon type and it's stupid. But he has the right to do that.
He does have the right, and I have the right to go out and do something equally stupid. But
right.
He has to live with the consequences that he is quite possibly getting people murdered by his expression.
But not the consequences of the government arresting him for doing this.
Correct. I believe that the investigation is an unrelated matter of finances. It's still
that's fine. I mean, if he's a crook, he's a crook.
Yeah.
But you know, and go after him for that. But going after him for doing this movie, no matter what it causes,
should not go after him. No.
Okay, but that's the point I was getting at. Okay, and he has to. But also, it's like, what about the guy? What about the Van Gogh family over in the Netherlands, who had written an article about and done a short documentary on the Muslim faith and was shot down and killed by a Muslim extremist? And what about the people? Remember the guy that wrote the cartoons, that drew the cartoons
a few
years ago, and the uproar over this? Because and I mean millions of people and riots because he drew a cartoon. Now let's think about this. This guy it's on YouTube. It's called The Innocence of Muslims, and it is. It's just bad. I looked at it yesterday. You look at it and you go, this can't be. I mean, this really can't be a movie. I frankly thought it was such a parody, but that's not the reason this is going on.
Well, I think that Terry Jones is an idiot for doing what he did because he could have gotten a lot of people killed. That's the pastor who burned the Quran outside his church. Yes, he has the right to do that in America.
Do not use these as an example of giving them, these Islamic terrorists, extremists, a reason. They need no reason. If you had not burned the Quran, if you had not done anything, they will still riot. What exactly were we doing to have Osama bin Laden destroy the World Trade Towers, my friends? Here's the thing is, don't give them a reason. They're doing it because they want to. They hate us, they envy us, and they would like to see our way of life change. Don't let people say, oh, it's this movie or these other things. It's a red herring. It's like, where was Obama born? It doesn't make any difference. Look at what he does. Not what people seem to think about it or what's causing this. We'll be right back.
Business Network stocks are higher for a second straight day with the S&P 500 on track for a four-day winning streak. Investors are continuing to cheer the Federal Reserve's aggressive new stimulus plan to drive job creation in the U.S. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 76 points. Meanwhile, industrial production in the U.S. dropped in August by the largest amount in more than 3 years. Production slipped 1.2% from July as factories produced fewer cars and other manufactured goods. The shutdown along the Gulf of Mexico because of Hurricane Isaac also took a toll. And Best Buy is reassigning 2,000 loss prevention employees in efforts to boost revenue. Loss prevention is a move taken by retail companies to help reduce potential losses and protect its profitability. The greeters will be moved from the doors of Best Buy to its floor so they can work more with customers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Loaders online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Loaders.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. Right here on Free Fire Radio. I'm looking forward to doing a little of a shift of energy here this morning. We're going to talk about a wonderful new production at the Riverfront Playhouse. My prediction is it's going to be a great show. And it's got an interesting title. We don't know anything about it, so it's going to be great to talk with our director, which is Dana Swandenberg. Welcome to the
show this morning.
Can you get up there and introduce to us some of the cast members here?
Oh, absolutely. To my side here is Jason Prado, who plays our city councilman, Larry Williamson.
Very welcome.
Yes. And we also have Leah Albin, who plays Betsy Gridley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And also here with me is our stage manager, who also has another small role in the show, Jed Thomas.
Jed, very familiar face there.
Good morning.
Yeah, it has that great, those pipes, as we call them.
Dulcet tones.
Yes, dulcet tones. Okay, so share with our listeners, it's called Messiah on the Frigidaire.
Exactly.
Who wrote the play? What's it about?
Brilliant John Culbertson wrote the play. I believe he's a journalist out of the South. And the story takes place in Elroy, South Carolina, in a trailer park, where the image of Jesus appears on an outdoor refrigerator.
Oh, well, did this happen to this guy who wrote the play? I mean, you just kind of wonder how, what inspires, what's the light that flickers that turns into a complete, play?
I think he just wanted to explore some of the ideas around what might happen if an kind of...
Is there a praise Jesus? Is there a praise Jesus in the play?
There's quite a few praise Jesus in the play.
Have you ever known anybody living in a trailer park in the South?
I actually have, since I've spent some time there myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so, it doesn't, we always say it doesn't matter whether it's a trailer park or it's the South or whatever. I mean, there's just... But I love how you've got the trailer park on the front of this. I just always kind of went, what is this show about? This is really great. Well, tell us a little bit about your actors here today.
Great. Well, you know what? I think I'll let them tell a little bit about maybe themselves and who they're playing.
All right, yeah. Yes, my name is Jason Prado, and I play a local city councilman and a politician in the play. And he's a very, very... fun character. And
this would be about how many times have you done shows, or is this your first Riverfront production?
Well, I was actually I had a little bit of haircut since my last production, which was
maybe that's why I'm new kid on the block.
Yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird. I actually played Bob Yule.
Okay.
In the last production.
Okay.
And in the beginning of the year, I played Lend Me a Tenor. I played the bellhop. So,
oh, okay, great.
Yeah. So far, these last two plays have gone cast as bad guys. So.
So, Councilman, what's the difference there? So,
touche.
So, is it a big role?
It's a relatively small part, hopefully the impression I leave on stage is one that's memorable. So.
Wait a minute. There are no small roles. There's just small ones.
That's my apologies.
And I've got the golden rule. I would say, Jason, that in this particular play especially, that even the minor roles are very pivotal to the story and very important. So even though Jason's role might be a little more minor, he does a great job and is very memorable, as are all our other minor role actors.
All right. And so our actress here today.
My name is Leah Albin, and this is my third production with Riverfront Playhouse, and I play Betsy Gridley. She is the best friend of the couple upon whose refrigerator this image appears, and she's kind of an undying optimist. She, in the past, has had a few sexual exploits, which make her character a lot of fun. So she's just a little bit of a different character.
You get to play a floozy. I love that.
In high school, her nickname was Backseat Betsy.
Is she always carrying, she's got her two fingers up, always carrying a cig?
You know, we toyed with that idea, but there were some restrictions in the theater that we weren't able to do that, but that's kind of the idea. That the kind of stereotype to society.
I love it. Oh, gosh. Well, and I can just see her, being right there, among the trailer park. Congregation.
Yes, absolutely.
Messiah on the Frigidaire. We're going to give tickets away this morning, too. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more with our director, Donna. And if you want to go to the show, we've got tickets for, I think it's the 28th. That's our night that we are, KCNR has a night where we have a row of seats. So please, first caller gets, I'm going to give you two sets. So 605-4567. And of course, that's a Riverfront production. When have you ever not gone to the Riverfront Playhouse and seen a fabulous show? September 28th, 7:30, will be two tickets. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Donna about the Riverfront Playhouse, some of the fundraising that's going on, where are we going next, and more about the play. We'll be right back.
Hi there. I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:44 in the morning on September the 14th. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest coffee with Espresso Joe's. You can buy beans by the pound. They're gourmet coffee beans by the pound that other people charge you just for 12 ounces. So great deal there. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. It's been there for 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, they've supported our community in so many different ways. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. Veterans get discounts. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And by the way, it's just 16 ounces they'll charge you for 16 ounces of coffee with you would for a pound, which is great. It's a great deal. We love to get our coffee there. And a shout out to Joe and Shelley. Seth, you win the two tickets. And again, we're going to be taking more calls in this little segment here, 605-4567, because we're going to make sure that we fill the seats for this wonderful production of Messiah on the Frigidaire. It's at the Riverfront Playhouse. And, of course, we want to go back to Dana Swanenberg, our director of the show. And And let's, would you introduce or have you introduce the stage manager?
Yes. Well, this is Jet Thomas. He's a Riverfront veteran, actor, director, extraordinaire.
Jet, say hi.
Hi.
All right, Jet. So, well, what's it like being a stage manager? Tell, you know, what's the, what exactly is your job in this production?
Well, I've done just about everything at Riverfront Playhouse, so this is a little bit of a different task for me. I've never been a stage manager before, which is basically a glorified gopher. I get to set the stage and tell the actors when to get ready and all the fun things like that. But then I also get to jump on stage myself in the second act. And I don't want to give anything away, but it's a crucial role.
You know, what's fabulous is that when you are, you know, the real lover of theater will do anything and everything just to be, you know, like what I think Garland said, the smell of the grease paint. You know, it's not grease paint anymore, but kind of, you know, there's just something about the vibe of the theater, the sound of the lights, the energy backstage, the just it's all, it comes together and it's a feeling like none other.
Oh yes, and you know our cast. I used to be able to say that is very copacetic.
Say it very well.
I'll throw a big word in, and that'll help me out.
they're
working so well together.
Four syllables.
It's just amazing, making my job very easy because they are right on it every night. Last night was exceptional.
Well, so now we're giving away two tickets at 605-4567. What happened last night?
It was our preview night, which is kind of our last dress rehearsal.
Yeah, we finally had an audience.
So you had there was your off page.
We are ready. They were okay. So ready for an
that's
audience.
That's it. It's like. Address, but not
exactly.
Yeah.
I was considerate. You know, it's your first time you're in front of an audience. It really does feel like an opening night. And they did not disappoint. They were just so ready for an audience.
Wonderful.
So once they got it, they just shot off like a rocket.
Well, we appreciate the fact that Riverfront Playhouse is always bringing unusual plays, educational plays, top 10 plays. This is something unusual. I think that just the title, Messiah on the Frigidaire by John Culbertson. Is it Cole or Culbertson?
I believe it's Culbertson.
Culbertson, okay. And our director again, Dana Swanenberg, and the cast of Messiah in the Frigidaire. We hope to fill the seats and every performance.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss this one.
Come support local theater. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Do you have any closing thoughts? We've got about a minute left.
I would just like to plug Pages and their live podcast coming up on the 23rd, and all the proceeds from the podcast go to benefit our capital campaign and our move towards downtown. So thank you, Wade Riggs, for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're having Wade in next week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just, it's going to be, must be theater season around here all the time. Hey, thanks a lot, and break a leg.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Have a good show.
Yeah, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Welcome back, my friends, to Free Fire Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. What can I say? You got a little bitty chip or a crack that's 24 inches long in your windshield, anything in between? Jeff Wurst at Crack Master can fix that. Go see Jeff. Tell him what it is. Show him your windshield. He'll take you, he'll put it inside in a controlled atmosphere, and he will fix it. It's located at 3280 Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. Now, Jeff does a lot of stuff, a lot of support for our town and the many things that go on. And he, you know, but the best thing is on his work, he guarantees those windshields. When he fixes it, you can bring it back later. If there's like any little blemish, say, you know what, look what happened. And he'll go, bring it in, fix it right there. No questions.
Before we go to the phones, I have one thing that I'd like to add. America's Got Talent crowned a winner last night. Now, where else? This is what I love about this show.
America's Got Talent, from what I understand, it's all different types of acts. It's not just singing.
Absolutely. So the winner last night was Richard Olate, who was 55 years old. He's a comedian. And he has a dog act. Where else can a ventriloquist who has been around forever win, like a couple years ago, get a $1 million contract, and next thing you know, the career is set? This guy, this is the old-fashioned, great family entertainment, old Vegas kind of act with his dogs, and he wins out of how many people?
Thousands. He wins with a dog act.
A million, and a comedian. So it's...
He's a
comedian with a dog act.
How old is he?
55.
You know, that's great. You know what, Bob? That could have been you 5 years ago when you were 55.
Say, you know, never stop dreaming and never stop trying, because
that's great.
They've seen everything. It's another thing like American Idol.
There you go. And speaking of not stopping and not stopping dreaming, Greg Mann. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl and Linda?
Good.
Thank you.
Interesting segue from a dog act, right? There we go.
Well, you should never follow a dog act. Dogs are kids.
Well, he had to go through a lot. You know how many...
55 years old and did this, and he won this. I mean, this is great. I'd like to go back and watch his final act there to see how good
it is. I do want to say thank you very much. Shout out to our uniformed personnel, our firefighters, our law enforcement, our military like yourself, Carl. And sad day yesterday with the memorial service of Neil Armstrong and his passing, and sadly, under this administration, the passing of the manned space program. So sadly, that is no longer.
I guess the Russians won the space race after all.
Well, now we're going to try and change that. By the way, we have Constitution Week coming up starting Monday the 17th, and we have a program of events taking place, some outstanding speakers and presenters. We want to take our nation back. One of them is Curtis Bowers, the producer of Agenda, the DVD, and award-winning documentary. That will be the 17th, McLaughlin Auditorium from 6 to 8 p.m. We also have Mark Meckler, who is probably the finest spokesperson for the Tea Party movement in the nation, and he will be presenting Friday at Shasta Bible College from 6 to 8 p.m., and a whole series of other activities during the course of the Constitution Week, including our Constitution Information Table at the library, screening of Atlas Shrugged, the first part of the movie, because the second one is coming up soon in October. And if you want an itinerary of events that are going on, hosted by the Bostonian Tea Party, they are in the current Date magazine. Take a look, and it will show you all of the activities that are taking place.
So you sat through that whole Atlas Shrugged movie?
Yes. Actually, it's very good. For a movie that was done off Hollywood, done with a small budget, it is a well-done movie. And this is only part one. Part two comes out in October, and then the third part, which will complete the story, will be coming out probably sometime next year.
Interesting. Okay, Constitution Week is coming up. Check out the Date magazine. You can see what things are happening, when and where. Thanks,
yeah,
Greg.
Appreciate it, guys.
You bet.
All right, take care.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, you know what? Constitution Week. Do they teach the Constitution in high school? That's a good question. By the way, the new superintendent and principal of UPREP is going to be on our show here soon.
Okay, well, let's go back to when we talk about Constitution.
Yeah.
Ashlyn, our granddaughter, who is 10,
uh-huh,
they're learning the Constitution, and that's in Albuquerque.
Well, you know what? Then okay.
Yes.
Well, then they are teaching.
That's in Albuquerque.
Yeah. Governor Brown doesn't think it's important that our people out in Cal Fire know who the felons are that are working on the fire crews. Remember, we had the Record Searchlight did a expose a couple years ago about who they had on the fire crews, and found out they had felons in there that were had been in there for violence. They were on the fire crews, and you know, minimum supervision. One, in fact, left the fire crew, went down and killed somebody down in San Francisco. So LaMalfa, Senator LaMalfa, introduced a bill that just said, hey, we want all the information on these people going to these fire crews. And it passed. Believe it or not, it passed through the Senate and the Assembly, and went through and went up to a Brown, who then just didn't sign it, sent it back, said, yeah, we give them enough information as it is. Well, they don't. They give you a 3x5 card showing what their last crime was. It's kind of like right here with realignment, them thinking that works. Realignment doesn't work, and this other thing doesn't work because they give you the last. They give you the last offense. What if the three right in front of it was felony assault? Oh. Well, again, I don't understand Governor Brown at all. He comes up with this Pension Reform Act, which, by the way, Yahoo, Governor Brown, and this was bipartisan. It's a two-tier system, of course. Everybody knows about this. I hope we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. But it is the first time we've tried to reform something he started. You know, the bargaining and all that came under Brown when he was in first time. It should save billions. Wasn't even a front page story on the Record Searchlight, however. But to me, this is one of the most significant pieces of legislation. Now, if they can just get into business, we might talk about that. But still, no funding on our vet homes. And I talked to Linda Hartman, who's the administrator out there. In fact, she's in charge. They've appointed nobody yet. Tells me that their jobs are being advertised, as does Bob Dunlap from over there at Chester County Veteran Service Officer. They are advertising jobs. They're buying things like beds and wheelchairs. They're starting, you know, they're ramping up for this, for the opening, if it happens. Anyway, keep going, Linda. New York bans the sugary drinks, the big ones.
Did it finally happen?
It happens. They banned it. You know,
16 ounces and above?
You know, frankly, I think we should ban sugary drinks, too, from the parks in the River Trail. Nothing bothers me more than hearing that slurpy. You know how that slurping sound? at the end when they go right at the end, that really bothers me. That infringes on my rights. I think we should ban them from our parks, just like every place else. Let's just impose another freedom on our liberties here.
Well, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're burning our flag and they continue to protest the movie that is anti-Islam. And in Lebanon, it's turned deadly and is getting worse by the minute in Tunisia and Sudan as the anger keeps spreading. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
In Sudan, witnesses have told Reuters that they've broken into the embassy, and in Tunisia too, where there's large clouds of black smoke rising from the American compound. In Yemen, Marines are on the ground to secure the embassy there, and even though they blocked the movie on YouTube in Afghanistan, the American flag is being burned in the streets there too. And in Syria, gripped by civil war, they're still marching to the U.S. embassy. Violent protests also continuing in Egypt. There have been anti-American protests in over 20 countries spanning Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Some of them violent, some of them deadly. Dave?
Emily, a Virginia man who plotted to blow up the U.S. Capitol will be sentenced this morning, facing 25 or 30 years. The Al-Qaeda operatives he thought he was working with were undercover agents. Manufacturing took a hit last month. U.S. industrial production fell by the largest amount in more than 3 years. And all that extra money we're pumping into our gas tanks is driving up inflation. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato live in Washington.
Dave, consumer prices now at their highest level in 3 years. The Labor Department says prices are up 0.6%, and gas prices are responsible for 80% of that. And as for what we're buying, retail sales were up 0.9% in August, with consumers shelling out more for gas and buying up more cars. But when it comes to everything else, the Commerce Department says we're being careful, with sales of clothing and electronics down a bit. Dave?
No, Jill, the Dow's up another 67 points. But a first at the New York Stock Exchange, it's paying the government a $5 million settlement for letting certain investors get an improper trading head start. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
The U.S. won more medals than any other country at the Olympics, so they're being honored at the White House.
You made us proud, and as president, you made me especially proud to see how you conduct yourself on a world stage.
Now, later, President Obama will do some fundraising in Washington. Mitt Romney did that this morning in New York City, and the Republican will campaign this afternoon in Ohio. No nukes. That's what they're planning in Japan.
Japan's government unveiling what it calls a practical strategy to end nuclear power by the 2030s, after ongoing weekly protests here in Tokyo, while at Fukushima, rescue workers are struggling with the cleanup. Hundreds of fuel rods still lie in a precarious pit, and cooling the reactors each day generates hundreds of tons of newly contaminated water. Japan now joins Germany and Switzerland in pledging to abandon nuclear power. It has the high-tech sector that could now innovate alternative energy sources. But there is also an election approaching here, and today's pledge to go nuclear-free could be reversed by a future government. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A French magazine has roiled British royalty. for showing Prince William's wife Kate like we've never seen her.
The pictures show the Duchess of Cambridge, as Kate Middleton is known here in Britain, sunbathing, topless with her husband Prince William. They've been published by a French gossip magazine, and St James's Palace in London says a red line has been crossed, likening it to how Princess Diana was treated, William's mother, eventually killed in France in a car crash while being chased by photographers. The editor of Closer magazine, Lawrence Pio, says the royals have overreacted, and says William and Kate should have known they could be seen from a nearby road. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Some parents' dreams are coming true at Disney's Magic Kingdom. A new restaurant that will open later this year will serve beer and wine, the first to do that in the park's history. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:05 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott, September the 14th, Friday. Yahoo! Did I sound happy enough?
Yahoo! 530-605-4567. Get him up.
And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob is looking forward to Monday because Brenda has him working so hard over the weekend he comes back here to rest.
I think you need to just get a little bit more passionate, Carl.
Really? What about anything? Everything.
8:05 in the morning here on KCNR. Currently 64 degrees. It's going to be sunny today all day. Temperatures reaching around 95 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 60. It looks like Saturday, Sunday, and Monday around 92, 93 is what the forecast looks for. Clear evenings ahead of us. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Market of the Moment, our Market of the Minute. What's happening?
How about
this
Market
hour?
Minute?
How about Market Minute?
With our Wells Fargo advisor,
Crystal
Sondag.
What's happening?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory, though we have retreated off the highs of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 65 points at 13,605. The S&P 500 adding 8 points at 1469, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 32 points at 3188. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 264 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $12.42 a share at $695.32, Microsoft's adding 15 cents at $31.11, and Google's up $3.77 at $709.50. Of local interest, Safeway up 54 cents at $17.03, North Valley Bank up a nickel at $13.60, and Bank of Commerce up a nickel also at $4.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.88%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up $1.21 a barrel at $99.52, and precious metals are mixed, with gold up $6.60 an ounce at $1,772.60, while silver's down 15 cents at $34.49. This is Chris Lasondak of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, giving us the latest on what's happening on Wall Street. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. Give them a call. Ask them what's going on with Wall Street. They're the ones to ask because they're going to help you. Now, it's Friday, so we must be having our Adamson's Peak Performance Health Tip from Amy, the woman with the radiant smile. I can see that smile from here, Amy.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, I like to smile through the radio. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today I want to talk about people's fear of carbohydrates. And I basically want to say knock it off, okay? Most carbohydrates are not the enemy. Certain kinds of carbohydrates, though, are not optimal fuel source. Like, we don't want to be having cake in the morning and donuts, okay?
Those I thought that had all the food groups in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so. Hey, fruits and vegetables, though, those are great carbohydrates. You can have those any time of the day. And especially when you eat them with a little bit of protein, man, you're just packing a wallop for a good snack. As far as your other carbohydrates, like your oatmeal and your rice and say your whole wheat pastas and your whole wheat breads or your wheat-free breads, the best time to have those are in the morning time with breakfast, because your body needs those carbohydrates. And then again, right after your workout, you have a 2-hour metabolic window, okay? That means your cells really want carbohydrates and protein at that time. I need both of them to go in there, okay? So within 30 minutes after your workout, I really need you to get some good carbohydrates in there. So whether it's that you're getting it from rice or some pasta or from bread, or if you use a shake that has both carbohydrates and protein in it, like a pre-post meal shake, that would be great. So again, eat your carbs, but just eat the right kinds and at the right times. And remember, it's the high sugar, highly processed carbs that are the ones you want to keep to a minimum.
Okay, so those Oreo cookies that I put into my my health shake, probably is not the exact kind we should be using?
Well, not so much, but, you know, if you're going to throw them in there, at least put them in after you've burned some calories and I need to get some carbohydrates back in you. But, yeah, for the most part, keep them to a minimum.
Okay, Linda's going to be there in a few minutes.
Yeah, I brought food with me today so I could I love the one thing in the book that says, don't leave your nutrition to chance. That stuck with me.
That's right. You have to plan. It's the whole thing. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And you know what, guys? It takes 10 minutes. 10 minutes a night to plan your meals for the next day. It's not much, but you have to devote that to yourself. You have to give that to yourself to make sure you've got a good enough lunch plan for the next day.
Okay, that's Amy from Adams from Speak Performance. Thanks, Amy. We'll see you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Barry Tippin, who is our assistant city manager but also heads up REU, is here for round two. He was here a couple of weeks ago, and there was just a lot of questions, a lot of things we had not finished.
Round two.
Because I want you to have on your assistant city manager hat, too, because I want to ask you some questions about this latest pension reform plan from Brown that has any impact on us and things like that.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. It's 8:11 in the morning. It's 62 degrees. It's September the 14th, a Friday. Did I tell you anything you didn't know?
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Loaders online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Loaders.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
Going shopping?
explore the choices,
and shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices,
and shop Reading.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:14 in the morning, September the 14th. Carl on the box. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go down there and get a great cup of coffee or a cold drink from Espresso Joe's. And walk on over there. They've got the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They've got sales all the time on the finest cigars there. Finest and the best prices on tobacco anywhere here in Reading. They support our community. Veterans get discounts. Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our community in the last three decades. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our guest, Barry Tippin. Barry was here, like I said, a couple of weeks ago. And we didn't finish. And there was a lot of questions, and we still have a lot of questions because of, well, two things. One is REU, because a few weeks ago it broke that, allegations. They hit the paper and all that. And I like to kind of follow up a little bit with that. But one of the things we talk about is the cost of electricity. I mean, it seems like every time we look at our bill, it's going up. And indeed it is. But Barry's going to tell us why. At least partially why.
Well, yeah.
And why it's not going to change.
Thanks, Carl. One of the things I want to talk about is maybe not specific to REU, but specific to the electric industry, not only nationally, but in particular in California. And that is the legislation that is changing and the regulations that are changing such that in the next 10 years, you know, the estimation is that we'll see a 3% per year increase in electric rates. That's across California. That's all utilities across California. In comparison, between 2000 and 2010, we saw about 1% per year. So what that means is maybe a 50% increase in electric costs in the next 10 years. And the reason is really renewable requirements.
Okay, let's just say this again.
Yeah.
50% raise across California.
Correct.
And that includes us.
That's correct.
And we've already gone up because of, you know, and we talked about that last time.
Correct.
So that's, if that's 50% in the next 10 years, then we've come up to almost 100%.
Yes, from if you go back to 2006. Yes.
If you go by 2016, from 2006, we've gone up 100%.
Well, 2020. Almost. It'll be 2020.
So okay,
2006 to 2020. And,
all right.
And you know, the key things 100%. That are driving us today are, like I said, renewables. Renewables themselves are not such an issue, but in California, they've mandated that all new renewables, that's wind and solar, have to be in-state.
Okay, now let's talk about that for a second. So we have to build them here in the state if they're going to be counted as renewable. But say right across the line in Nevada, let's say they find a thermal pocket that would provide thousands and thousands of whatever we need, megahertz for power. We can't count.
Yeah, the only way you could count that is if you build a new transmission system from that point into California so that its first point of connectivity, as they say, is in California. And their theory is that that creates green jobs.
So, who's they?
Legislature.
Okay, but we say they.
Yeah, it's our elected officials.
Idiots down there, right?
It's our elected officials.
The mobs down in Sacramento.
Yeah, our elected officials.
You won't say it, will you? Go on. Go ahead. Tell me what you really feel, Barry.
Elected.
Are they stupid?
Well, I think at some point they don't fully understand the elements. They have a lot of things coming at them, and
who's paying them off?
Well, I don't know if there's a payoff, but certainly what's in the
within the literature.
If you see the literature that talks about renewables, about solar, about wind, fails to talk about their intermittent nature. Fails to talk about wind only blows for a while, or solar only works when you don't have the sun, and you have to have
backup systems.
And so those costs and those transmission costs, they rarely talk about solar out in the middle of the desert and the transmission costs to actually get it to where your load is.
Which has to be added on.
That's correct. And so when they talk about the costs of those renewables, they generally are not told, or, you know, the propaganda that comes out is void of that information.
Well, you're absolutely right. Like, you know, you're talking about putting solar on your house, okay? The delivery system's right there.
Correct.
You don't have to run literally 1,000 miles of wire to get the power to you.
That's correct, except...
Except.
Except we as the utility have to make sure that we can supply that power the minute your solar system doesn't work.
Right.
And so all those costs are still being...
Absorbed.
So if somebody goes and puts solar on their house, that's great, and it reduces their power bill.
Yes, it does.
But they also expect that the minute that solar system doesn't work, that they have their lights coming on.
Yep.
And that all is cost that
that's
has to
that
be.
That's what taxes are for.
That's what rates are for.
That's what rates are for.
Correct.
Okay. And then if you're not paying the rates because you've got solar, but you still got a we've been told by solar companies here that it's really not at least it wasn't. It wasn't really cost effective to solarize your house here in Redding because our U rates were low. You get right outside Redding, you hit PG&E, immediately it is.
Yeah, your rate of return certainly is a lot higher depending on the size of your house.
Got to take a break here. It's 8:20 in the morning. Our guest is Barry Tippin. We are taking your calls here at KCNR at 605-4567, or you can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com and hop on in. We'll be taking your questions, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Edk Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Edk Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, 8:23 in the morning.
Can I hear a little bit more of that? That's what we need. Friday!
So we're talking about, with Barry Tippin, who is our assistant city manager, but also heads up REU, we're talking about how the cost of electricity from the year of 2006 to 2020 is going to increase 100% from what you're paying. And it's not going to stop. He's got the figures right here, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But because of that, who do you call? You call Alliance Heating and Air, because you want your air conditioning and heating systems to work efficiently. You want their, you want your filters clean. You want to make sure it's not wasting time, it's not wasting energy, it's not wasting money. You want all of your ducts to be ready underneath the house. Well, Alliance Heating and Air, they believe in the old-fashioned value of quality, and they're there for you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. You know, is your house cool? Is it free of smoke? Is everything working the way it should be? Call Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, and find out, because as Barry Tippin is telling us, and we're not tying him to the commercial, but as he's telling us, electricity rates are going up, and they're going to continue, and there's nothing we can do about it. Okay, Barry, that's true, right? Unless the legislature does something.
Yeah, the thing that's missing right now is the ratepayers, and I don't mean in Redding, I mean across California, across the nation, are in a need to educate themselves about what's going on with the legislation for electricity. And they need to get informed, and they need to make sure that their elected representatives understand their beliefs and make sure that your representatives know that you may or may not be in favor of the cost, or, you know, not making any judgments on greenhouse gas reduction. If you're for that, that's fine, but make sure you're for that and that you understand completely the cost associated with that, and that you let your representatives know that, you know, what that cost limitation might be for you. Because right now, I don't think that there's the average ratepayer, the average taxpayer understands, is well informed, nor do they let their representatives know what they believe and what they want.
No, I believe that, you know, they come in and they listen to platitudes here about, we voted in, what, AB?
AB 32 was reauthorized. There was a proposition that said, let's postpone implementation of AB 32.
Yes.
It didn't say cancel it. It said, let's postpone it while we're in this economic recession.
Until the unemployment rate got to, what, 5% or something
and,
like that.
And it was voted down by the voters of California.
I don't think they understood.
I'm convinced that people don't understand that the costs associated with AB 32 as it relates to not only taxpayers but ratepayers.
You should say,
well, when you go to the voting booth, excuse me, just let me just interrupt here. When you go to the voting booth, many times when it comes to these bills, the wording is twisted.
Correct.
Vote yes if you don't want. Vote yeah. I mean, it's just, do you know what I'm talking about?
And there's ways to try to challenge those. In fact, you know, there was some legislation or proposition down in San Jose that got challenged because of the wording, and the judges made them change that. So there's ways to change that if advocacy groups want to.
We have a comment here that 45% of our electric power in California comes from natural gas. Is that correct?
I don't know if that number is exactly correct. We have a significant amount coming from natural gas, but we also have nuclear plants in California, and we have a significant portion of hydro. I would suggest that number may be a little bit high, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, but the hydro doesn't count as renewable energy, but I guess neither does natural gas.
That's correct.
But what the statement here is that there may be, with the fracking, there may be legislation against fracking, which then could cause the price of natural gas to skyrocket.
Yeah, right now there's no legislation that I'm aware of that's talking about fracking, but they are looking at it, and there could be EPA regulations that come forth.
Well, that's where it says if Obama's reelected, you can watch what happens when they go after they put a federal regulation because of fracking. It's going to do, we'll have, California will face the double whammy of AB 32 plus much higher natural gas prices.
Yeah, natural gas prices are something that is of a concern, because as you go forward and coal plants are shut down, the natural gas is the replacement.
Yeah, and we are going to shut down the coal plants.
That's where we're headed.
President Obama said it, or when he was candidate Obama, if you want to have coal-fired plants, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, and they've already been restricted in California.
Okay, so California, we're not going to have the coal plants. Our renewables have got to be from in-state. We've got to have the solar waves. How about wave technology that's coming in?
Yeah, we also have cap and trade. We're the only state in the nation that has cap and trade with Canada, and so that what that means is that if we have, you know, for every ton of emission that comes out of our power plant or from our other sources of power, we have to have allowances that we turn in as a cap and trade element.
Yeah.
And right now we're getting those free of charge, but I suspect that that will disappear in the future.
So then that drives the cost up.
Correct.
So your statistics show it's going to be going up how much a year?
Well, the California Municipal Utilities Association did a study last year, and they're estimating over 3% per year.
3% a year.
Correct. That's not inflation. That's just because of this.
Just because of that. 3% a year.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got to take a break. We got to take a break here in like 30 or 40 seconds. I guess the only thing that we can do then is find ways of using less energy. Is that the whole thing behind it?
Well, and one of the reasons I'm here talking about this is because I want people to be educated.
Yeah.
Because the people who are making these decisions are people who we vote in, and I think it's important for them to understand what the people who are paying the bills think. Ratepayers often aren't considered when it comes to this legislation.
No, it's some kind of gosh, I don't know what it is. I always say too is go back and follow the money. There's a lot of money being spent on this, you know, and just look at that. Where's the money going to make this legislation happen? We'll be right back, Carl and the Bot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Bomb threats have led to evacuation orders for campuses at the University of Texas and at North Dakota State University. In Austin, a statement by school officials says the order was made about 40 minutes ago after a telephone call from someone who claimed to be with Al-Qaeda, saying that a number of bombs would explode, and that would have been about 25 minutes ago.
The text that went out to everyone is that there's bombs that have been set in different buildings. There's numerous bombs.
And she was on campus when the evacuation order went out for what would have been maybe 65,000 people. So far, no report of any explosion and no further details on the situation in Fargo. Black smoke has been seen in Tunisia's capital around the U.S. Embassy, where protesters have tried to climb the walls. Anti-American violence has been reported in about 20 countries. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're just talking among ourselves here.
Headline.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our buddies down there, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, and it's man's last stronghold. DC, Tim, and the man in black. Go down and see them. They give great haircuts. Our guest is Barry Tippin, and we're talking the cost of electricity and all this. And speaking of cost and, things that have happened, about 3 weeks ago, right before you came on, there was allegations by a former employee there that of corruption and of wasting of millions of dollars. What's happened since then?
If I may clarify, a probationary employee.
Probationary.
So
employee.
He was there for right. About 5 months. So we've hired a consultant, an electricity energy consultant out of the Northwest. They're called EES, and they're doing a complete analysis and review underneath the city manager's umbrella to verify that we are doing everything in accordance to policies and procedures that have been approved by the city council. That should be done probably within 60 days.
So when that report comes out, is that available to everybody?
Well, the city manager has to look at it, but it is a public document when it gets done. And certainly, if the grand jury takes up a study on this, they will be provided with that as well.
So the it was handed off to the grand jury.
Well, we sent a letter to the grand jury with the email intact. Now, mm-hmm. We haven't heard from them at this point, but
yeah. Well, you know the thing, and I'll tell you what you're going to hear if you haven't heard it already is okay. You're investigating yourself. In other words, you hired a company to come in and investigate you.
Yeah, well, somebody else wants to spend $30,000 to investigate it. I'd be willing. I'd welcome that.
You'd welcome that.
I'd welcome that. But I don't know that anybody else is going to do that. And then
this is not a local company. This is another company that has experience in all this. That they understand public utilities.
Yeah, they worked a little bit for REU back in the '96 timeframe when we were going through deregulation, and so we obviously have to hire them because of the public. Fund trail and what we have to have authorizations for, and so they have to work for us. But I would not have any problem with anybody coming and looking at what we do. We're very open to that and very proud of
that. That's the big thing. As long as it's transparent to everybody, I think that's the bottom line. You know, somebody can take a look at it and say, okay, this was done, this was done. This, you know, it's if people perceive a cover up, that's where the people start getting really as they should get upset. Okay. Let's talk. Can we put on a – do you have anything else here for on our electricity?
No, I'm fine. Whatever
okay.
you need.
Okay. Assistant City Manager hat. Brown just signed in this bipartisan legislation about redoing all of the pensions.
Correct.
A two-tiered – the way it looks, a two-tiered system now. Does that have an impact on Reading?
Well, the impact on Reading is not significant in the short term. If you recall – virtually all our employees are already paying 7% of their employee share, which is basically what the Brown reform would call for. It has a cap of 8%, and it goes into a lot of technicalities about 50% of the normal cost and this, that, right. and the other thing, but they capped it at 8%. It also has some new requirements for new employees to go to a 2% at 62, and most of our employees for miscellaneous, we've already got a 2% at 60. Although that's not in place yet because we have one union that we haven't negotiated with, and so that'll accelerate that. But really, that doesn't come into play until we get down the road and we have new employees, which we're not hiring a lot of these days.
Okay, I think it went up for the state government went up that their retirement was to 67, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's
they added seven. It went from 60 to 67, but if you were a first responder, it was 65.
Yeah, they have similar to what they have now. They have early retirement, when you can retire, what you can get at 62, and what you can get at 67. So they definitely sweeten the pot so that you stay till you're 67 to match Social Security. So they've kind of made it such that it's an incentive to stay longer.
And will the city of Reading do that?
Well, it's required. We don't have a choice. It's what PERS offers.
Okay, so do we have a different system than say the state does now?
There's slight differences, not much.
Not much.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we think that's a very good thing because now it's the same across California.
Well, I think
we think that's been far overdue. It's been a very difficult thing to deal with recruitments, et cetera, when everybody in every city has a different system.
When we come back, we have breaking news that we'd like to share here on KCNR 1460. Let's take an early break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock, and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. In Salmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10 in Salmo Vineyards.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors right there on Cypress Avenue. You're looking for a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram. This is a place to go to. Plus, service. Outstanding service from your neighbors right here in Redding. Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177. Or 555 Cypress Avenue. Stop by.
Breaking news. Bomb threat clears Texas, North Dakota state campuses. The University of Texas at Austin and North Dakota State University have ordered campus buildings evacuated because of bomb threats. Immediately evacuate all buildings and get as far away as possible. The University of Texas at Austin says on its website, updated at 11:39, officials at UT Austin say no bombs have been found. Also updated, North Dakota State U orders all employees, students off campus after receiving bomb threat, the Associated Press reports. It seems that the university director of communications says the university got a call around 8:35 local time from a male with a A Middle Eastern accent claiming to have placed bombs all over the campus. The caller claimed to be from the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization and that the bombs would go off in 90 minutes, KXAN reports. President Williams Powers has been notified and officials are now evacuating all of the buildings out of an abundance of caution.
Okay. And I'm really glad you're here for that now, because we just talked about this. Barry Tippin, of course, is our guest assistant city manager. What can we emergency reaction plans to things like terrorism, natural disasters? Where are we sitting here in Reading?
Yeah, we actually have what we refer to as the Emergency Operations Center that we would form, and that's headed up by our fire department. Former deputy fire chief Bruce Becker actually was really instrumental in putting that all together. And we've done a number of tabletop exercises and bringing folks together so that we can make sure that we can respond. We've actually responded a couple different times, flooding and snowstorms, et cetera. Those are fairly minor in comparison. But we're a little bit fortunate in that we, under the city umbrella, we have electric. We have all of our utilities. We have streets crews. We have fire. We have police. And so we have a very capable team.
Where's the command center at?
Command center's out at our corporation yard on Viking.
Yep.
Okay. I know where that's at. I think we've been through there. Yeah.
Yeah, near the soccer park.
Yeah, in fact, I have been there for some reason.
And we have some mobile abilities as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember we went to Sacramento for the the statewide disaster response.
Preparedness response team, yeah.
And that was very interesting. Sheriffs from all over the state had gone, and they were talking about, at that particular point, our keynote speaker was a gal who had gone to the place, I think it was back, I don't know, one of the states for the big hurricane that happened. And
Katrina, I think she
was.
It was a different one, but she talked about the level of disaster and how, I mean, when it goes, I mean, how difficult it is because everything's destroyed. You don't have a communication system. You don't have any of this. So what do you do then?
Or hospitals.
Okay, let's take them to the hospital.
Oh, nothing.
The hospital is gone.
The town was absolutely flattened.
Yeah, there's no hospital. What do you do then? So.
Well, it gave us food for thought.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I'm glad that we talked and that Barry, you know, as, you know, you've talked about it. We have plans. We've practiced it and all that. I just, you know, when I talk about tabletop plans, I've done that before. Sand table exercises and that works till the first round goes downrange. And then I hope that everybody has got enough flexibility to make everything work like that. Okay. Other things that, you know, that are going on in the city. The banning of smoking in the parks, that's going to be coming up to the city council. Is that something you think that can be challenged in a court ruling?
Well, I not being an attorney, I don't know whether that's out there or not. Really, for me, it would boil down to, you know, really what the people of Reading are looking for and what they'd like to see, and they can come express those views to the city council
before they vote. Yeah,
correct.
That's right. We've talked about, okay, let's go back to our RU hat here. We've talked about it. We don't see any changes. We just don't see it getting any better as far as the cost of electricity.
Yeah, we've talked about state regulations, our, you know, renewable portfolio standards, cap and trade. But similar things are happening at a federal level. We have the Department of Energy, who actually is oversees a lot of elements of the federal policy, energy policies. And they're trying to change, at least from our perspective, they're trying to change the way our Western Shasta Dam, the Central Valley Project, how that operation works. Right now it's cost-based. That's why we get such cheap electricity. It's cost-based for us.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about changing it such that the cost would include socialization of transmission. What that means is so that wind operators can use the transmission systems that we've already paid for as taxpayers to get their product, private vendors, to get their product to the marketplace. And they get to do it for no capital investment. We don't think that that's the way we should be doing business. We've already expended.
And they don't have to pay us anything, like a little rent on there.
They'll pay a little rent, but there's a difference between having a significant capital investment to build transmission that you are expecting to get, you know, paid for over time,
mm-hmm.
and that you get advantage of using that system, and then somebody else just comes and gets on it at a rate that's determined by the federal government, and we don't have an option at determining whether or not we're getting our money back.
So the government is picking out which forms of energy they want to support here, as they've done already, obviously.
Yeah, well, what many people don't realize is that these big wind turbines are subsidized through tax breaks, tax credits.
Sure.
And I think people fail to recognize what happens with that. You're basically allowing a new product that costs a significant amount of money to bring to market, and you're using taxpayer dollars in this case instead of ratepayer money to subsidize that and force it into the marketplace. That just tends to drive up everybody's electricity rates.
Well, thank you, Mr. Government. It hasn't happened yet, though, but they're talking about it.
Oh, no, it's happened.
Oh, it has happened.
Absolutely. Yeah, most of the wind turbines that you see built up in Washington State are all built based on tax credit investment.
Oh, no, I know that, but I'm talking about, and I was just thinking about when, having to, put the power on transmission lines that we've built is going to, it's not going to do anything for
That's
us.
That's happening right now. The Department of Energy is trying to change. They're investigating what they can do with the Western Area Power Administration.
Will that cost us anything up front? I mean, is this when they do this? Or just, I mean, me as a ratepayer and a taxpayer from up here, is that going to cost me money?
Well, right now we have contracts with them that we're saying you have to abide by. So those, but when those come up for renewal, obviously it'll cost you more.
We'll take a break. You know, we come back, I'd like to see if we can have Mr. Tippin give us some kind of good news here before we finish up on Friday. I mean, it's a long weekend, Barry. We just can't leave it like this, okay? Maybe something like, you know, you were running today and you saw a great sunrise, something like this. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or, ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious, manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hi, I'm John Walsh, host of America's Most Wanted. The DNA LifePrint Child Safety Program is coming to your community. I endorse this program because it provides parents with the vital tools they need to help safeguard their children.
Join us Saturday, September 22nd at Crown Motors at either of our two locations in Reading. Free biometric fingerprints, DNA kits, and more. For information, call 530-241-4321.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBott, our last segment. Hey, following our show, of course, on Friday, it's Friday. So we've got Shasta Startup. It's going to be a great show there. And then The Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus. It's always, you know what, I always just kind of like listen to them to see what's happening. I can imagine what's happening now because in the Middle East what their comments are. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. Big Bike Weekend's coming. You need a motorcycle. Make it a Harley. Head on over to 1268 Twinview Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. And Nathan and Ernie and Jessica will take care of you. Second generation business owners here. You want to ride an icon. You want to experience the ride. You want to live the dream. Then you need to go to Redding Harley-Davidson, 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Okay, our guest, Barry Tippin, and we've talked about that the cost of electricity is just going to continue going up. There's just nothing we can do about it, really. But you can do individual things to lower your cost.
Correct.
One of the things we talked about, and you know, we've got like 5 minutes left, was a house fan.
Whole house fan.
A whole house fan.
Correct.
And that takes the hot air out of the house. And it brings in the cool air.
Use it in the morning. Take advantage of our beautiful mornings right now, 60-degree mornings.
Yeah.
You know, you bring that air into the house, up through the whole house fan. It cools your attic, cools your house. It means that your air conditioner is not going to kick on as early as otherwise would have. You got to do one thing, though. Remember to shut your house down after it's running because you don't want that whole house fan running. Then you turn it off. You leave all your windows open. Heat comes back.
And heat comes in.
So
yeah,
you got to make sure you do it right. But it is a fabulous way to cool your house and to leave it cool for a longer period during the day.
And that's just a regular big fan, right?
It's a big fan that gets installed in a hallway or in a strategic place. Yeah.
So it's installed in the hallway to pull us in. Something to think about.
Because
it probably could save you the equivalent of the installation in maybe even one or two months.
I have a girlfriend that has two in her home, and she said that her bill went from the hundreds to $39.
Yeah, if you use that as well as be very frugal with your air conditioning, and you know you keep it at 82 instead of 75, and you can do some significant changes.
We looked at each other.
Okay.
Well, because we leave it at 82 when we're gone. When we come home, I go back down to 78.
Right.
So.
Okay. The last question here is: we've had, of course, Chief Paletti on and all this. Just in your opinion, Barry, and this is your opinion, okay, from where you're looking at, realignment, big mistake?
Well, realignment in terms of how they implemented it and what they, you know, how they did it, in my opinion, was very wrong, and they did it for the wrong reasons. But I will tell you that from my perspective, our system wasn't working either. And so if ultimately this results, you know, if you're going to put this in the hands of people like Sheriff Pasenko and Chief Paletti, we're going to do better than what they can do at the state level in terms of reform. Now, that means that they have to keep funneling the money to us because you have to have that cash in order to do programs. But I will tell you, our community has always done things better when allowed to do it. And we can do it better than the state, and we've proven that over and over again.
Okay. Now, the other thing is the in Albuquerque, we just got back from Albuquerque. They had places there that were magnets for problems, and they went into this a process where they shut down hotels and motels. We've got a motel around here that's had 400 police calls in a year, resulting in dozens and dozens of arrests. Can we do something like this from the city side to look at making something a public nuisance, or at least charging whoever owns this, who are, by the way, don't live here, the cost of all these police visits?
Yeah, we've done some things like that in the past down on South Market Street and made sure that we pay attention to those types of things. Right now, the city manager has put together a task force, including the chief of police, to look at those things and come up with plans of action.
Well, we thank you for always coming to KCNR 1460 in the morning and being just giving your take on how you're seeing things. You're sitting in the seat. You see what happens daily.
And don't anybody ever forget what a beautiful town we live in.
Oh, it's beautiful here. Exactly. That's why we're here.
We choose to be here.
That's right. So we, the money we're collecting on sales and everything, that seems to be going up.
Yeah, and your city council has been very, very staunch in making sure that we weathered this recession, and we've come out of it strong, and we intend to stay strong going forward.
Depending on this election, of course.
We've got to stick together here.
Hey, on Monday we have Sherry Beck. Speaking of elections, she's going to come in. She's running for supervisor, of course. So Sherry will be our guest Monday. We'll find out what she wants to do to change at the county supervisor at that level and the things that she wants to do. We had Pam Giacomini on the other day, who's got some strong ideas about helping business and such. In our city council election, we have two spots open and three people running, two incumbents and Gary Cadd. So that should be interesting, too.
Well, Barry, do you have closing thoughts? We have about a minute left.
Well, like I said, you wanted me to leave on a high
note.
Yeah.
So
I did go out and I exercised this morning. The smoke was not in the air.
Okay.
It was clear. It was a beautiful 65-degree morning. Birds are chirping. It's a beautiful, beautiful place we live in, and I think everybody should look around and appreciate that every day.
Maybe we should go bike riding on Sunday.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, let's go hit the trails.
I'll get it geared right this time so I don't look like a hamster in a cage. So, okay. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. Remember, following the show will be Shasta Startup. Great, a positive business show, which we need positive shows here. And then, of course, after that, Bold Truth. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Flames and smoke pouring out from the U.S. Embassy compound in Tunisia. A freelance journalist witnessing this in Tunis.
Tunisian riot police.
Eileen Byrne also reporting thousands of protesters at that site. And it's not the only compound breached as protests rage on in more than a dozen countries. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither with more live in our Mideast Bureau.
In Sudan, protesters broke into the American compound there. There are reports all demonstrators have been expelled, though. But it wasn't the only embassy burning. That's the German embassy being stormed in Sudan by angry protesters who also attacked the British embassy there too. In Lebanon, one person has been killed and 25 people wounded. In Yemen, the embassy has been secured by US Marines and the crowds dispersed with live fire. Violent protests continue in Egypt while the American flag's been burned in London. Lisa.
Emily, thanks. The bodies of the four Americans murdered in